This is Lloyd Pasola doing general effect brass for the Menominee Northern Airs at the Horicon Marsh Day show on July 29th, 1973. Definition that good. Performance. Look at balance too. Basses are much too loud compared to the saps. Primarily due to design. Phrases are too short. Hold them out a little more. Much too choppy. Too staccato. Trio's too forced also. Soprano trio. Just loosen up them. They're not all staccatos. Missing something here. We need some kind of a transition into it. Basses should have been coming this way already, or coming at least in another direction. Coordination here is not good. The step off is fine, but getting into it is not good. Music to drill. Want to hear more bottom. And the drum line to help reinforce the bass rhythm. Dropping the phrases, kind of the phrase that everyone the phrase is dropped. Continue to go into one another. Nice drum transition there. Too much marking time in this section. There was just too much in one place. The 20 seconds from the previous number and another 20 seconds or so from this number just put too much time on the sideliner, standing in one place. Coordination here not good. The spanners are turning in the middle of a phrase. Performance also. Not just hearing enough. Calendar certainly looked authentic enough. Coordination there, the pickup should have been through that, should have taken the whole time to do that. Did you get the girls back up on their feet? Transition here again poor, to this phrase. Closing formations are the climax formations a little different. I kind of like it. Though maybe one horn's behind the other. It's probably hiding some of the sound. It could probably be spread out laterally just a little more too. that very nice snare balance to the horns. Okay, very nice. Like this whole section seemed to fit very well. I might say up at this point, the one thing that's really in the musical effect up here is the fact that I don't hear all the harmonics all the way through. Excuse me, that I don't hear all the harmonics all the way through, especially up and down. I can hear the top of the bass line, the top soprano line, but I'm missing an awful lot of the inside things that I would have liked to hear, or would like to hear, excuse me. Getting into this. Maybe halfway through the repetition of the rhythm in the drum line, you could do just a little bit with the bass line and help them bring up that rhythm to get into the initial horn part. Nice idea to the bass, leading after each time. It's an operation. Shake more. The shake's gonna be there, has to be more defined. Someone's drums are causing some of the phasing and. Okay, rather nice. Too much time spent here getting into the next number. Vibrato a little bit and widen it out. Nice. The horn sound comes through very solid sometimes, and sometimes it comes through so very weak. Too much building into the formation. Color guard is not helping sell it either at this point. Didn't develop that formation enough to come through, to make it come through, to enunciate it more. You know, being the effect of the music on. Thank you. here definitely a problem. Bass overpowering the stop line way, way, way too much. Enjoyed the snare solo. Not much happened the rest of the drum line. Really dug the snares. Frank, he's a little more dynamics in the expression. Inside. Build up. Don't play so monotonically. Let's put some swells in here. They belong. Some more expression within the phrase. Some more military, Frank. Very nice control. Good. As you're getting into it, I can see primarily what's hurting your show is the presentation. It's not so much the conceptual presentation, but it's the transitions from segment to segment in the music and song to song even sometimes. When you start developing the pattern, there's maybe one basic pattern you're looking at to the climax of a number, say. Develop that pattern. Use the utilities. Use the guard more. And I think that's what's hurting your musical effectiveness a lot, is that fact that the drill coordination is not helping sell the show. Secondly, the bottom of the drum line should be doing much, much more and helping enunciate rhythms. Okay?